I participated in the Lake Superior State University Banished Words List.
You participated.
You participated.
Oh, you're getting an early start.
Yes. Well, okay. Yeah, because, you know, every new year, folks might be familiar that Lake Superior State University issues words and phrases that should be banished from the English language.
Tradition, yes.
Yeah, it's been going on for a lot of years, since the 1970s. And, you know, they ask people to make submissions, and you can do so starting New Year's Day. Once the list is done for that year, you can start submitting at any time during the year. And so, though I know it's serious and something that needs to be dealt with, I have submitted the word coronavirus. That should be banned.
Yeah, well, we'd like to ban it.
Yeah, and I understand, but man, oh man, from where it started to be talked about to where suddenly it is on the tips of all tongues, of all places, my question is, if it is hopefully dealt with, and it's something that is found that could be, I don't know if the word controlled is used.
I think controlled would be wrong, right?
Because you know what's going to happen, and you know what's going, but in comparison terms, because I'm trying to, you know, read and listen to all kinds of things and descriptions of it, and we go from, well, you know, we were having this conversation the other day when it was first being talked about, and I think, Pat, you mentioned the fact that they're talking about the deaths and percentages and things like that, but yet the percentages of just the common flu.
Oh, yeah, much higher. Yeah.
And other things like measles and things like that, that are still so much worse, and people are still projecting that it won't reach that level, at least at this time. Hopefully it doesn't reach that. Somebody else, I saw some social media posts and people making other comparisons. You know, we'll have more people die in traffic accidents and crashes in this country anyway.
Well, yeah, true. I've read somewhere that majority of people, let's say every person in the world got this, everybody would probably be able to survive, but 2% probably would not. Now you say 2%, oh, well, that's not much. But then 2% is actually a lot of people. And considering how much we freak out over other things that happen whenever there's, you know, maybe a death here or death there or something, whatever it is, I mean, I don't know. I think the reason why people are freaking out is just because of how international we are when it comes to trade, when it comes to business. And so when you get stories of Japan closing schools, think of what parents have to go through now in Japan. That's where it's starting to affect everybody.
And somebody else suggested it's also because it's new.
Yeah.
That we're dealing with something. It's not like the yearly flu.
Right.
Cases of measles, which you think for a lot of eradication has been done, they still pop up. But, you know, suddenly coronavirus has never happened before. So now we've got to deal with it.
We don't have a vaccine for it yet. That's the big thing.
That's the other thing.
We've got to get somebody to do a parody on this. Coronavirus, you could have fun with that one, I think.
We'll leave it to the Capitol steps.
Is this going to get to the level of the flu epidemic of 1918? I mean, well, let's hope not, right?
No.
I mean, that's a thing.
No, we have much better health care now than they ever had back then, I'm sure.
But again, because you don't have anything that is stopping, and now you got the control is to isolate or stop people who have from, you know, coming in.
I did hear, and I'll have to look this up. So everybody, do not take my word for this. But I heard from a medical expert yesterday on the TV that, let's say, when somebody passes the flu, it could go to 1.5 other people. The virus is that strong, go to 1.5, whereas with the coronavirus, if you've got it, it's so strong it can reach 4 people.
It can live on surfaces, you know, for a long time.
Right. And just remember how much we were freaking out over the Ebola virus 6 years ago.
SARS.
Well, right.
Swine flu.
That's a lot of people are suggesting. There you go. It's to what level of freak out do you have?
And I agree. I don't think that people, I don't think we should be running.
We freak out about everything.
But it gets to the point where now, you have to have the president speaking, and those who oppose the president are going to suggest the different. So now it becomes a political vehicle.
And, well, Charlie, I mean, and
I heard Tom Sullivan yesterday was talking about the fact previously, I don't remember, might have been SARS. One side offered, well, we need $4 billion. So the other side came back, well, no, we'll do $8 billion. The other side came back to retort, let's do $16 billion. By the time you're done, you know, where do you end?
Right. Well, and there's a tweet for everything. And so everybody's gone back and found guess who, criticizing guess who for...
President Trump for President Obama.
Obama with the Ebola virus, right. The Ebola virus was happening. Yeah. Right.
So, which is, you hate to see things become political, but everything does.
Well, they criticized him for asking for 2.5, and he's criticized somebody else, you know.
Right. Yeah.
The game goes on.
I think we ought to take the recording of this conversation about freaking out and send it to Wall Street.
Well, there's another whole other thing, too.
Yeah.
I mean... And you know, what was the trigger for Wall Street to finally freak out when it didn't freak out when it was first going on? It was known.
But once they realized the potential economic impact,
effect, yeah.
Companies shutting down, and that.
And that's where some people are sort of upset. Maybe not upset, but critical is that they're thinking, wait a second, when this was just a human story, nobody really wanted to talk about it.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, when it became an economic story, now we have press conferences, now we're having all kinds of people talking about it.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I think that coronavirus needs to...
Well, let's hope it is over in a few months.
In a good way. That way it can be banned from the English.
Well, the president said it'll be over in a month or so.
Well, let's hope he's right.
Yeah,
really,
right.
Let's hope he is right.